blade of light, an invisible enemy. Marco sat on the edge of the strip, his head down and his sword lying next to him. The voices of his teammates echoed in the gym, accompanied by the clinking of blades crossing. But today, those voices seemed far away, as if an invisible wall were keeping them at a distance. Marco, is everything okay? Coach Francesco's calm, deep voice interrupted his thoughts. Marco shook his head. I don't know, Coach. I can't focus. I feel... lost. Francesco sat next to him, the silence between them filled with understanding. It happens to everyone, you know? Even the greatest athletes. Sometimes the real opponent is not in front of us, but inside us. Dubs? Fears? Insecurities? Marco lifted his face toward him. But how do I fight something I can't see? Coach Francesco smiled. With your heart and mind, Marco. I'll show you how. Francesco led Marco to a quieter part of the gym, away from the noise of the others. He placed a chair in the middle of the space and said, Sit down. Now close your eyes. But I'm already blind, Coach, Marco replied, confused. The coach laughed softly. True, but this time I want you to focus not on what you can't see, but on what you feel inside. Breathe. Listen to your heartbeat. Marco did as he was told. He felt the rhythm of his breathing, the steady beat of his heart. Slowly, the confusion and frustration began to dissolve, giving way to an unfamiliar calm. Now imagine your doubts, Francesco continued. Give them a shape. How do you see them in your mind? They're like shadows, Marco replied after a moment. Dark and big. Perfect. Now imagine holding your sword in your hand. What do you do with those shadows? I face them, Marco said with a new determination in his voice. Francesco nodded. Every touch you make is your certainty. Every lunge is your confidence. Fight, Marco, but not against something external. Fight for yourself. After the mental exercise, the coach had Marco put on his mask and guided him to the strip. Now, put what you learned into practice. Winning or losing doesn't matter. What matters is feeling your inner strength. Marco faced his training partner with a different kind of focus. Every movement was decisive, every parry precise. For the first time in days, he didn't feel stuck. When the bout finished, Francesco welcomed him with a smile. See? Your strength has always been there. You just had to remember how to find it. Marco nodded, holding the sword firmly in his hand. Thank you, Coach. I think I understand. The real opponent isn't the one in front of me, but the one inside. Francesco placed his hands on his shoulders. And every time you face it, you become stronger. As they left the gym, Marco felt that something inside him had changed. He hadn't just defeated an imaginary opponent, but also the doubts that had paralyzed him. And he knew that, with his heart and mind, he could face any challenge.
Did you enjoy this episode? Give us a like, subscribe to the channel, and activate the bell icon so you don't miss future episodes of Blade of Light.